Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, Nudia in the Afternoon, here with you in the building, part of our Road to Sueños series. This is our final, saving the best for last, I said earlier, our final DJ we're going to have in. Please welcome Festival DJ, DJ Dynamics.
Chicago, Vocalo, what's up? How we doing? How we feeling?
We got the applause going for you in the back, just so you know.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
No, I'm excited. So you're stopping by. We got this you in the schedule. Barely were able to get you in last minute because you are on your way to DJ the Sox game, right?
Yes, White Sox game. We got the first ever reggaeton night. So,
That's crazy.
We're going to be providing the soundtrack for the pregame at the game today. And I'm excited because I grew up playing baseball. So, this one hits different for sure.
That's on brand. That's really on brand.
For sure.
I was going to say, have you done in arena sound before?
Yes. I'm one of the in-game DJs for the 49ers, San Francisco 49ers NFL team. I'm squad DJ, so I've been doing that for 7 seasons now. So I have a lot of experience doing the in-game stuff.
Oh, dope. So baseball, it's a little different.
It's a lot different for sure. But I'm excited. I think shake off the nerves a little bit because obviously Chicago's a whole nother monster. You know what I mean? So I'm excited and I can't wait for it.
But the good thing is Chicago people, we just love good music. So, if you bring the good music, we're a pretty easy crowd.
Oh, for sure. You already know, the soundtrack's going to be... If I'm on the soundtrack, everyone's going to be having a good time. So, I'm definitely excited,
What time is that? What time are you...
I'm on at 5:25 at the game. I believe the game starts at 6:30 or so. Mm-hmm. So... Miriam, myself, and Fresco, we're gonna be doing the pregame vibes. They wanted to have some of the official DJs on the on the soundtrack, so it's gonna be a good time.
That's so exciting. And I will say, we're gonna pull the clip from somewhere, but the first Sueños Music Festival I interviewed you backstage.
Yes, I remember.
And
that.
You remember, and I asked you, I was like, Dynamic, if they ask you to come back next year, are you coming back? And you're like, yes.
110%. Here we are 3 years later,
I know.
I'm truly grateful. Shout out to Sueños and the whole family. This is my 3rd year in a row. Hopefully more to come. It's like Jordan's first ever three-peat,
Right? Yeah, 3 in a row. I was going to say, I love that they've, since covering the first Sueños, I love that they've kept you guys because... That first Sueños, I feel like it holds such a special place in everyone's heart.
100%.
Especially in the city of Chicago. I think I had just moved here, and I didn't even know that many Mexicans lived here.
Yes.
And then I went I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So I loved looking back on that first festival, the talent and the way that you guys just kept the energy up, because it is a festival in a huge park. There's only one stage. So it's really up to you guys to keep the energy and the party going. Because if not, we're all going to fall asleep on the grass somewhere,
for sure.
Right? If it's boring. So from that first Sueños to now, there's been so many memories in between for you. What is a standout Sueños moment for you where you're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy?
Man, that's a great question. I would say every year's been different. The first year, like you said... It was just the first ever Latino festival of this magnitude in Chicago. So, that one I was going to always hold a special place in my heart. And then last year, I would say it was just people had that excitement of it coming back. The lineup, it went to the next level. Specific moments, I would say, not to sound... selfish, but I would say my set, DJing in front of 60,000-70,000 people last year, and on prime time, that was very special. What I recall is just the amazing view of all the city view of all the big buildings in the back, and then 50,000-60,000 people in front of you, waiting on the next huge artist, and here I am, providing the vibes in between. So that was just very special for me, and just coming off of the stage and just dozens of people in the back, giving me props and giving me my flowers, like, yo, that was amazing, that was epic. And then, you know, I'm in the crowd watching, you know, enjoying the festival, and then I have the fans and the attendees of the festival also, hey, that was an amazing set. So just getting, you know, I guess getting my flowers from everyone in Chicago that after I got done DJing, it was just very special.
Yeah, no, I feel like if you ever wanted to make a move, Chicago would accept you.
Of course.
They already know you out here. So you, I mean, there really is nothing like the Grant Park view. Like the Grant Park stage view is wild. Because again,
it's amazing. It's breathtaking.
Yeah, you have like, you're in the middle of the city, right? You're originally, you still currently are in San Diego.
Yes.
Like you said. And so when you come out to Chicago for this festival, you have a crazy schedule, right? Where are you going to be this weekend? Like, it's so hard to keep up.
This weekend, yeah, it's a hectic schedule. Last night I did a pre-party at a tunnel with Sky Rompiendo. Obviously, I got the White Sox game here in a couple hours. Tonight I'm doing The Mine with Alvaro Diaz. It's another official pre-party. Tomorrow, obviously, got the festival. Then I'm doing an after-party at Moe's Cantina at night. Then Sunday, even more of a hectic day, I'm doing the festival again. Then I got the first pre-party at Soundbar. And then I'm doing another after-party at Tao with Joely Randy and some special guests. But
that's,
you didn't hear that from me.
Crazy. I mean, that's like five stops in one day or something. That's insane.
So, I mean, you know, I'm on the go and I'm out here grinding. I'm working. You know what I mean? I haven't, you know, had time for myself since I touched down yesterday. But, you know, I'm just grateful to be here. And, you know, shout out to Chicago and everyone involved in the festival and the fans and just anybody here that, you know, takes me in and welcomes me with open arms. You know, everybody here is amazing. You know, a lot of Latinos and a lot of Mexicans like myself. So it's very, you know, I love Chicago. I got not one negative thing to say about Chicago.
And so this year, I mean, the lineup is stacked. Who are you excited to see? Like, what are some songs you want to hear in real life, in person?
I mean, let's cut to the chase. Peso Pluma, you know what I mean?
I know, that's kind of the takeaway.
I remember being here last year and talking to one of the festival owners, and I was like, and actually Peso Pluma almost came last year.
For Becky G's set,
As a surprise performance, but something happened with logistics that didn't happen. And then I remember them saying, like, we're going to try all we can to bring Peso Pluma next year. And here we are. They manifested it. Shout out to them. But yeah, obviously Peso Pluma, and you know, I'm Mexican, so I'm gonna always root for my people. With that said, you know, Gabito Ballesteros, Javi, you know, those are the regional guys on the lineup. Really excited.
There's
to see them.
There's a lot of regional music.
A lot of
on
regional music.
Yeah.
You know, the genre is going crazy. But I'm also excited for, you know, Rauw Alejandro, obviously, Young Miko. Joely Randy, those are my boys. Like, you know what I mean? I always love their show. I'm a huge fan of Mora. Mora's amazing. And Latin Mafia, actually, they're actually making a big splash right now. So I'm actually going to get here early tomorrow to the festival to check them out. So, yeah, those are just a few that I'm excited to see. And a guy by the name of DJ Dynamic, too. He's on the lineup. So excited to see
him. who's been one of your, in the past 2 years, like, who's been one of your favorite performances to see? There's been so many big artists.
Man, there's been a lot. I would say I just saw Ozuna in Mexico City. Man, his show is incredible. Like, he was amazing. Like, you know, he's not my favorite artist, but his performance was insane. I saw Peso Pluma a few months ago, too, in San Diego. He was really epic. And that was an arena of 10,000. I can only imagine what he's going to do in Chicago this weekend.
I'm like mentally getting ready to like be in the crowd tomorrow.
Those are like three that stand out for me right now that, you know, their shows are really next level. And, you know, some of the shows that I enjoy best.
I love that. And so, you know, you're getting ready. You're going to be DJing the festival. Could you give us like one of your favorite tracks right now, a song that they're going to make sure to hear? Because for people that don't know, when you're putting together a festival set, you do have to be careful. You can't play the artists that are performing that day, you know, like things like that. So what's like a track that you're really feeling right now? And you're like, this is definitely going to be in my set.
Man, there's a lot. I would say, so I'm playing after Joely Randy and before Mora. So I definitely can't play any Mora. I definitely can't play any Peso Pluma and No Maluma because I'm definitely opening for them. So I'm, like you said, I'm selective with what I can play. I would say I'm probably going to play a lot of Fade because I know Fade fans are going crazy, you know, wishing he was here. So I'm definitely going to play a lot of Fade. Obviously, you know, the Bad Bunnies of the world and a lot of Fuerza Regida, like, they're one of my favorites right now. So a lot of Fuerza Regida.
And you opened for Junior them the Rache. First year, right?
Yes, yes, I did. Actually, the first year, you're right. I actually was on right before Fuerza Regida that year. I remember I had, like, my earlier set time that day, and one of the festival owners called me, like, that day and was like, hey, do you want to do an intermission set before Fuerza Regida? I'm like, sign me up. So it was pretty cool that I got that opportunity. Shout out to him. But yeah, I did that, and that was really amazing because that was the first festival I ever been to that it was a reggaeton festival that there was regional artists, and I feel like it's grown now, like there's more regional in these festivals, especially Sueños. So it's just amazing to see the genre grow, and you know, the fans love it, and you know, it's amazing because like I said, I'm Mexican, and it just hits different, you know, for the culture and everything of how I was brought up. So It's really special.
No, I love the changes that have been made to Sueños. I mean, that first year was, again, the lineup was crazy. It was just so epic. But there has been more regional put in and then also more female acts put in.
Yes, I
you
love
know,
that.
The first year there was only Tokisha and La Gabby and Miriam, and now there's so many female artists on the bill, and I love seeing that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, women are thriving, you know. Shout out to all the women of this world, you know, you got the Young Mikos, who's,
I'm so excited to see her. The Young Mikos
of the world, and you know, Bad Gal, one of my favorite artists right now, too.
Yeah, she's killing
it. And there's this up-and-coming artist right now, Delilah, you know, I'm really a fan of her voice. Her voice is amazing, so she's on the lineup on Sunday.
Yeah,
so.
I hadn't heard her until I saw her on the lineup. I looked her up, and, like, she's so young, only 16.
She's a baby, yeah.
But she sings like she's gone through 3 divorces.
Yeah,
like
she sings, her voice is insane. I remember my buddy, you know, who manages her, sent me, like, he's like, hey, like, look out for this girl. And I was like, oh, hey, cool. He's all like, but she's only 16. I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. No, her voice is completely... I'm excited to see her because I do feel like she's going to be one of those people we look back on as like, yo, remember she was like a little name on this bill and then she's just going to blow up.
And speaking of women too, shout out to Sorry Papi because, you know, they're a part of the lineup again and Chicago's own, and shout out Miriam and everyone over at V5. They've done an amazing job with Sorry Papi. And for those that don't know, Sorry Papi is the only all-girl party in the world, literally, so... I love that. You know what I mean? I'm excited to see, you know, what they got planned this weekend for their set.
And they've grown so fast. Like a party.
So fast.
It was only started after the pandemic. And that's one of the parties I've put in the DJ group chats. I've been like, y'all, like, this is only women and it sells out. And it's a crazy party.
It's insane. I've seen 500 girls to 5,000 girls. Like, you know what I mean? They're doing their thing and they're in their own lane and they're opening up a movement for a lot of people to, you know, try to do what they're doing, you know. So shout out to Sorry Papi and everyone involved.
And now, before we wrap this up, any predictions on next year's Sueños set?
Well, I can guarantee you it's going to be, you know, if not what it is now, if not that, better. Obviously, there's always room to grow. I would love to see, you know, the Peso Plumas of the world come back, you know. As far as predictions, I can predict that I can't spoil any of the of the artists, but, you know, hopefully we can see, you know, some of these guys that were in the previous years, like, you know, Fade and those kind of artists.
I would love to see Tokisha come back.
Tokisha, I love Tokisha. I'm actually going to see her next weekend. You know, she's a vibe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're besties with her.
Yeah, she's a vibe. Yeah, she's a vibe. Tokisha, you know, hopefully.
And I'd love to see her have a later set time. The first year, we're out there at noon.
Yeah, but I feel like they do that, you know, to get the people in early. You know, get the people in early and those that show up early, you know, vibe out. I remember I walked in right during her set last year. Last year. But, I mean, hopefully, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully coming back myself next year for the fourth year in a row and, you know, keep growing with Sueños and the city of Chicago. And yeah, just I feel like it's every year it's going to get bigger and better. And you got to keep in mind, too, music changes. We got to adapt. So yeah. What's hot right now, what was hot 3 years ago is a whole different story now. Who are the headliners year one? And look at who the headliners are this year. Peso Pluma is a headliner this year. Regional music, you know what I mean? So maybe next year it's the headliners are regional and reggaeton again. Who knows? Maybe these guys are going to start singing pop. Who knows? You know what I mean? But I can guarantee you it's
all vibes. Maybe Dembow will finally cross over
to
the American trends. You know what?
That's one artist I would love to see come back, El Alfa, because his energy is insane. His
crazy performer.
His performance 2 years ago was epic. You know, always you can put
the energy was
if
wild.
If I was putting together and curating a festival, a Latin festival, El Alfa would definitely be on there because his energy is insane.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for making time to come see us.
Of course,
especially
anytime.
since you're going to the White Sox game right now. Where could people follow you and keep up with you?
All social media, all across the board, DJ Dynamic, DJ DYNAMIQ. YouTube, Instagram. I'm not a big TikTok guy, but I guess you can find me on there too. My website, djdynamic.com. And rocking your favorite party at a city near you. Dynamic, I'm in the building. Shout out to Vocalo, my girl, for having me here. And I appreciate it. Chicago, I love you. We'll see you at Sueños this weekend. Nos fuimos.
You're listening to Vocalo Radio, 91.1 FM, WBEW, Chesterton, and WBEZ HD2 Chicago. We're Chicago's urban alternative.